Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to July. Oh, that's come quickly, isn't it? Mortgage market update with myself. I'm Ron Cole. I am from Constant Hall Estate Agents in St Albans, and my colleague here, Richard Burton from BHM Mortgages, who have been working with me and Constant Hall for a long while. Richard, there has been quite a bit in the press about mortgages recently. I think you might have picked up on it, and I'm sure you've got clients asking you lots of questions. And one of the reasons we wanted to do this today was just sort of talk about what's going on in the coalface, so we can see in the press, be it whatever channel you watch, there is lots of information out there. I won't call it anything other than information. And you know, I just wanted to get your take at the coalface from BHM and being a mortgage broker for as many years as you've been. What's going on, Rich? What's going on?
It's a wonderful question, Ron, and hello, everybody, by the way. So it's a strange time. It absolutely is a strange time at the moment. So mortgage rates are higher than people are used to. Of course they are. They've been going steadily up now for about 12 months. And whether or not that is finished, we can't be completely sure, if I'm going to be brutally honest with everybody. However, a lot of the reason that rates are going up, obviously people are talking about inflation causing an impact, the cost of living generally costing an impact, and that is affecting everybody. Of course it is. But mortgage rates are also going up at the moment because it's sort of becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. So when the press goes on and on about rates going up, some lenders get worried that they're going to fall out of market, they're not going to be competitive, and they remove themselves from the market. That enables other lenders to put their rates up, and it kind of goes round and round in circles. We will see it steady off. We absolutely will see it steady off, and eventually it will come down again. When that is, we cannot be sure. But the one key ingredient with mortgages, not with the whole of the cost of living, I appreciate many people are struggling, but with mortgages, it is not as bad as the press is making it sound. That is universally true. Trickier times, not quite as bad as a lot of people perhaps think.
Okay, that's really interesting. I think where we all feel it is in our pockets. Yeah. One of the interesting things I've seen in the last 24 hours was from the Nationwide. Yes. Yeah, they're a large lender, aren't they? Quite a big building society. I think my first ever account was with them. But and they've said that, interest rates have gone up. Some of their products have gone up. I can't tell you which ones because I don't really say it. But they said, you know what? Interestingly enough, the demand for said products has gone absolutely nowhere apart from the fact that they can't beat people off with a stick quick enough. You know, it's ridiculous for them. So is there still a real need in the market for people taking mortgages? Are people still taking mortgages this week?
I mean, absolutely. So for the mortgages that we do, we've got to do what we call purchase mortgages, which is people buying a new property, obviously. I mean, that is soaring at the moment. Lots and lots of people are still looking for properties. They're actively looking to move. And the thing that people need to think about is whether or not you remain in your current property or whether or not you move, mortgage rates are higher than they were beforehand. It's not better to do one or better to do the other. It's about doing what's right for people. Unfortunately, we are seeing, and it's common practice, when mortgage rates go up, mortgage payments go up, rent goes up alongside it. So often people are finding that when they are renting and moving across to getting a mortgage, actually the monthly payment they're paying out is still going down. So it is trickier. It's trickier times than it has been beforehand, and it's tricky across the board. But the need for properties, the need for people to have mortgages, that has not changed whatsoever. The most important thing, and from us especially, is to cushion the blow as much as we can, is to make sure people understand there's options available to them. We can ease that pain. The jump is often not as big as people expect. And in fact, the most common comment I get from people at the moment is, oh, phew, I thought it was going to be so much worse than that. And although it's perhaps worse than it would have been a few years ago, it's nowhere near having the impact that people would have thought it would do. And we're here to try and cushion that as much as possible.
Yeah, Richard, that's genuinely really, really interesting. We have seen as an estate agency business throughout the month of June that, I'll be honest with you, our rate of purchase hasn't gone down. Mm-hmm. In fact, if anything, it's stayed the same as it was, you know, so far the last quarter and so on. And it looks like we've got a busy time ahead of us. Interestingly enough, you spoke to me the other day about a first-time buyer taking a 95% product. And there's all sorts of other products in the market. So have we seen any products being withdrawn from that lending criteria, or is there a range of products out there to suit everybody depending on their personal circumstance?
There absolutely is a range of products, and it, again, you've verbalized it beautifully. It's to suit individual people. Often it's released, again, it sounds like I'm blaming the press, I don't mean to, but often you see that this company has removed itself from the mortgage market at the moment. And sometimes that's true. But last year, one of the lenders removed themselves for 2 days and it was all over the press. The reason they removed themselves is they did so much business, they were worried they could not continue at that pace. So they took a step back for 2 days to make sure all their paperwork, to make sure all of the behind the scenes elements of a mortgage were taken care of before coming back onto the mortgage market again. So no mortgage company is running away scared. In fact, completely opposite. Like you said, it has never been busier. But from a personal point of view, it's about us finding the right mortgage for somebody and cushioning the impact it's going to have on the individual, rather than looking at the best thing for the mortgage company. It's the best thing for the person involved.
Okay. And that's then for all circumstances. For instance, there was some the government released some data earlier in the week about, you know, people could potentially look at going to interest only mortgages. And I won't quote anything because I don't know 100% exactly what will come from that. But again, there's products out there for somebody who might be looking at remortgaging a landlord. It might be changing their hold on their portfolio, but everything is normal. And they just need to really seek good advice from someone like yourself, who is a trusted professional in the industry. Is that correct?
You're 100% correct. A lot of the things that you alluded to just then with the interest only element or extending term, that has kind of always been an option for people. It's just where they go for that advice. Often, if you go directly to a lender, sometimes they won't offer advice. They can't offer advice. But if you come to an advisor such as myself, then we can talk you through the options, go through the options available to you. Will it become easier because of the new things that the government's put in place? Potentially, but that option has always been there. And again, we tailor it to the client, make sure that it's the best for them.
Okay, Richard, to finish this off today, I know we can't predict the future. If we could, it'd be an interesting world. However, what does the second half of 2023 look like from your point of view from BHM Mortgages?
So I don't think a huge amount is going to change, if I'm brutally honest. I wouldn't say to anybody right now, well, hold off doing something in case it gets better, because you never know. What I would say, and what's really important to know, if someone was to apply for a mortgage today at whatever rate they get today, during the process of the mortgage going through and them either buying their new property or remortgaging the current property they've got, whichever route they're going down, during that process, if rates were to go down, we can get you that lower rate during the process. However, if rates were to go up, we've secured that rate for you today and you've got it and they can't take it back. So don't hold off doing things now. Don't bury your head in the sand. Speak to somebody, speak to a broker. We will help you every single step of the way. But yeah, I don't think much is going to change over the next 6 months, if I'm brutally honest, Ron.
Okay. Richard, it's been an absolute pleasure as always to talk to you today. I look forward to doing another one of these with you, probably in the next 4 to 6 weeks, and you know, seeing what's happened in that period of time as well. But Richard, thank you very much for your time today.
It's my pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Cheers.